You know, we both got to go on the road. UTEP's 12-1, and Tulane's 11-2. So, you know, this was an important game for both teams. Like I say, you know, both teams really needed to win. Only one could, and that, you know, we're certainly a struggling basketball team right now. We've lost four in a row, and we're not playing well. And, you know, we certainly aren't the team that everybody picked to win the conference at the start of the year. We're a long way from that.
Coach, how surprised are you to be 500 right now, 7-7?
I'm pretty surprised, especially when we're 7-3. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a tough game, and, you know, I'm disappointed. We're like I say, we're not playing well. We haven't played well really since the A&M, the guard-grade A&M win. I have no answers. And we had, you know, numerous breakdowns tonight in a close game. Those come back to haunt you. We had so many defensive breakdowns in how we wanted to defend certain things that Houston did that is just, you just sit over there and you're just mind-boggling, quite honestly. We had a nice offensive game, but defensively we just didn't defend. And I think the final score represents that, you know. And like I was saying, Ashley Joseph and what's 33's name? I hate to not know. Yeah, Whitney. Gosh. Those two were huge for you know, we knew Ty was shred out. We knew Ty was going to be more aggressive. And, you know, we didn't help the people trying to defend her enough. And, you know, she stepped up and made some huge plays late in the game. And that's Ty. That's what she does. And, you know, we lost our composure late in the game. Crucial turnover to give them the ball back to tie the game. So, but again, a lot of credit, they cranked the pressure up a little bit at the end, and we didn't handle it very well. You know, we knew they were a great offensive rebounding team. They had 10 at the half. We said, you know, we can't give them that, and they got 20. You know, two late key possessions, we get our hands on a rebound, they just rip it out of our hands. And again, that goes back to the team that probably wants to win the game a little bit more than the other one.
So, second half, you have to tell us a microcosm of so far. You guys are down by 9. You went up, and then you basically got back in the ball game those last few minutes. You agree with that?
Oh yeah, you know I didn't feel like our man defense was very good. I tried to go zone. Our zone was just pathetic. That's when they got the 9-point lead, 69-60, and we went back man. You know, we finally hit some shots. Crystal had a really good game. I'm really happy for Crystal. But like I was saying earlier, our defense was just not good. And we tried both man and zone, and neither one of them were very effective tonight. And, you know, give Houston a lot of credit. They made plays. You know, Joseph showed us some, you know, it's one of those things. Whitney's 1-for-17 from three coming into the game. So, you know, we were like, you know, let's give her the perimeter shot. Hey, she hits two of them. That's huge. So, again, I say give them all the credit. You know, Ty plays 41 minutes, and Ty gets 8 offensive boards. And that's just, you know, she's a competitor, and we just, you know, didn't you know, she likes playing against guys.
Talk about the game you got in the bout here.
I had a nice offensive game, no question about it. That's you know, career high. She hits some nice shots. And then again, I thought Crystal had by far her best game of the year. Crystal had a great game in here last year, so you know, hopefully that should be a big confidence boost for her to, as we go on into conference play, because we need her to step up and score for us, particularly while Lauren's out, and we don't know how long Lauren's out. We don't have a definitive answer on that situation yet either. So, you know, that certainly didn't help our cause tonight.